Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman, read by Sebastian Humphreys. She had chosen wrongly. The corridor ended in a blank wall. Normally that would hardly have given her pause, but she was so tired, so hungry, in so much pain. She leaned against the wall, feeling the brick roughness against her face. She was gulping breath, hiccuping and sobbing. Her arm was cold and her left hand was numb. She could go no further, and the world was beginning to feel very distant. She wanted to stop, to lie down and to sleep for 100 years.
"Oh, bless my little black soul, Mr. Vandemar. Do you see what I see?"
The voice was soft, close. They must have been nearer to her than she had imagined.
"I spy with my little eye something that's going to be
dead in a minute, Mr. Croup,"
said the flat voice from above her.
"Our principal will be delighted."
And the girl pulled whatever she could find deep inside her soul. From all the pain and the hurt and the fear, she was spent, burnt out and utterly exhausted. She had nowhere to go, no power left, no time. "If it's the last door I open," she prayed, silently to the temple, to the arch. "Somewhere, anywhere, safe." And then she thought, wildly, "Somebody." And as she began to pass out, she tried to open a door. As the darkness took her, she heard Mr. Croup's voice, as if from a long way away. It said,
"Bugger and blast."